San Antonio is a crossroads of many things, perhaps nowhere more than in the world of music. TPR's arts and culture reporter Jack Morgan looks at the guy who stands at the odd crossroads in the world of punk and conjunto.
He's Álvaro del Norte, and his four-piece band, Piñata Protest, has toured extensively behind his high-energy punk conjunto blend. No mames, wait, soy bajo y aterro. But when you sit down and talk with him, he seems worlds away from punk stereotypes.
I'm from Mexico. I was born in Nuevo Laredo, Tamaulipas. Been living in the U.S. since I was a little kid. Travel around, my dad was in the army.
Soft-spoken, eloquent 30-something Del Norte sounds very unlike this guy. And if you listen closely, you'll hear an instrument you never hear in punk rock.
The accordion is, I don't think people really give it, realize like what a great melodic instrument it is. It really, really is. I think in like rock and roll, I'm surprised that it wasn't used more because the way that it's tuned, it really cuts through the mix really well and it gives a great melody.
Piñata Protest tours often to heavy metal venues, places where many stand agape when Del Norte struts out with his button accordion.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens. A lot of people, I think, are very thrown off with the accordion.
You got a hard audience to impress, right?
Yeah, but it's cool. I like it. And I love that challenge of kind of winning over an audience.
Most instruments are rigid and you pluck strings or press keys to get the notes you need. But the accordion has a 3D aspect. You have to pull it apart, then push it back together to work the bellows.
And the weird thing about the button accordion is that the notes change whether you're going in or out. So it's like a totally different configuration that you're playing. The button accordion definitely has a certain sound that the piano accordion doesn't, and that's what makes it special to the Tex-Mex sound.
But the crowd-surfing wild man who fronts Piñata Protest has a softer side. Y volver, volver, volver
a tu brazos otra vez. When the opportunity comes, I do like to do some busking around the city of San Antonio downtown.
Busking is playing music on the streets in hopes that people will tip you for your work. Del Norte's had some very good nights and some that were not so good.
Sometimes I'll go busking at taco trucks down on the famous St. Mary Strip around midnight up until like 3 a.m. sometimes. When the bars clear out, people go straight to the taco trucks, and there's a nice long line there of very captive audience, and I love playing to them.
I met Del Norte at midnight on a recent Friday night in front of the Tacos Al Regio truck. Revelers walked by, many dancing as they passed, some stopping to listen, and still others dropping a few bucks in the tip jar.
All right, thank you.
Del Norte was joined by two of his protest members, Regino Lopez on electric guitar and Richie Brown on upright bass. Richie was playing so hard that a blister opened up on his thumb, bled, and still, he kept playing. Armando Martinez showed up to play rhythm guitar.
Really, it's such a cool atmosphere. You have people just breaking out and dance. People are doing cumbia or polkaing, whatever. People are making requests. Hey, baby, ¿qué
pasó? Del Norte loves playing on stage with the big lights, massive speakers, and audience whose attention is turned toward him. Then again, busking has its raw allure.
You master your own domain. You get to start and stop when you choose, and you get to play really what you want, which is cool. Although sometimes you do change up the tune depending on who the audience is. If it's, let's say, a family with kids, maybe I'll play like something playful, like the chicken dance.
At about 1:15, Ruben Martinez rolled up on a skateboard holding a large suitcase. He folded it open, revealing two small drums, a hi-hat, and a cymbal. A pedal-operated kick turned the suitcase itself into a bass drum, and he immediately gave the rhythm section its sizzle. I was there till about 3. The musicians worked without a break to reach the night owls and college students.
There's something really magical about just playing out to the street in the open air and being able to inspire someone that close and personal.
Handcrafted crossroads music on an instrument brought here by Eastern European immigrants, but repurposed with South Texas soul.
It's a great time of night to hear some traditional Tex-Mex songs about love and heartbreak and drinking and just fun songs to dance to.
Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.